Time to check in with Brian Billick as we do each week for Inside the Game, our segment where he takes a look at what happened in the NFL last weekend and looks ahead to the next weekend as well. But tragedy in last night's Monday night affair between obviously the Bills and Cincinnati. And Brian, you're a coach. You're in the locker room. You talk to the players. You have the feel for the pulse of a team. And I'm just wondering, give me some of your insight of that situation and what happened last night.
Well, it's just so unprecedented. I mean, you deal with adversity as a team any number of ways. The winning, the losing, injuries that happen to players, obviously not at this magnitude, but still serious. Players that seasons are end, bones are broken, joints and limbs are. I mean, it's something you deal with, the emotion of that week in and week out, with a group of men that had become very, very close in the locker room. But this was unprecedented. The way it unfolded, the way it happened, you and I have been at this a long time, Ron, and I've never, ever been aware or around anything of this magnitude happening on a game day. And the fact that the entire world was watching, and to watch now the response to it, it's incredible to watch. And empathizing with Sean McDermott and Phil Taylor, the coaches, because when this happened, there's no reference frame to draw on. There's no manual to go, okay, this is what you do. This is the sequence of events. You can even see the league with a bit of a loss. It's, okay, how do we handle this now? And they actually handled, I thought, fairly well. But it's something you have to deal with on the fly. And as a coach, you have to immediately, not only are you concerned on a minute-by-minute basis with the player and his well-being and the future, but you also now have to take your focus to, well, what about the rest of my team? And how do I service them? And what do they need? And how do I go forward, not only last night, but today and going forward? Because we're going to get back to playing football this weekend. And everybody in the league, not just the Buffalo Bills, but everybody in the league, and all the coaches are going to have to deal with the players that have this on the back of their mind. And so, this is kind of one for the ages, and you kind of learn as you go.
You know, the thing I thought about was the fact that there were 22 men on the field, and they were in the proximity of the incident. And I think that's a little bit different, just a little bit different, because they witnessed it firsthand. And to seeing a player when they do get hurt, you know what kind of injury it is, if they're grabbing their knee or something. But in this, it was so immediate. I think those players were struck particularly hard, and then it filtered off, of course, into the other players as well. I thought that the NFL handled it pretty well as well, and I'm not sure how the league as a whole and how these two teams as a whole go forward. Any insight on that as well, Brian?
Well, obviously they're going to need, I can't imagine, certainly with the Bills and the Bengals, but certainly everybody in the league. Because you're going to this. Obviously, it's a very dangerous game. We all know that. Not to this degree, because certainly this to my knowledge, this has never happened before. And so, but players are constantly aware of the fact that they play in a very violent game, and injuries are going to be a part of it. And you have to kind of internalize that. And as an organization, how are we going to deal with it? This is unique. And so the players are naturally, not that they are any more vulnerable for this type of incidents, because frankly, and I'm not a doctor, it's not for me to say, but this is a unique circumstance. I don't know that playing football heightens this type of incident happening. I think it's a unique situation in that regard. But the players are still going to conflate that and about, well, this underlines just the kind of volatility that we live with, and they are going to take that forward. So you're going to need to address that collectively. You're going to need to address it individually. I can't imagine there's not a team in the National Football League that isn't going to bring in some outside professional that counseling, that make this available to the players, to meet with the players, to help them internalize what happened and how they deal with that going forward. Beyond the capabilities of obviously the support people you have in the organization, but you really do need to engage the professionals that do this on a more regular basis, the grief management to help the teams move forward.
You know, this is interesting as well, because as a head coach that has won a Super Bowl, you have a great perspective on this. And I think you know as well as I do, there's a good part of any game. Sure, talent comes into play, but emotionalism plays big in the outcome of any particular game. Tell me a little bit about how the two field teams in particular deal with it emotionally going forward, and just, you know, what they do to get themselves to be even able to play a game of great magnitude. Are they able to just block out for even, say, 3.5 hours or 4 hours on a given day to be able to play at a game at a level it has to be played, particularly as you go into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think players will use this. Callous, but I think players will be able to use this once they internalize it to recognize, there's a lot of people in everyday life that have to deal with these tragedies, our military, police officers, firefighters, that deal with obviously these life and death situations and then have to move forward. And I think what players may do is begin to embrace the idea that this was tragic. There for the grace of God go I, and underline, I've got to appreciate and take advantage of every opportunity I have in everyday life, let alone in going forward in my professional life, to embrace the opportunity of what I get to do here. And because it can disappear in a minute, and this is a tragic and very difficult example of that. And I think players can embrace that to appreciate the moment and appreciate going forward what they will be doing, and appreciate the fact that they're allowed to do it and embrace it even more.
Brian Billick with us as we continue across the country and around the world with you on America's Sports Talk Show.